भजमन राम चरण दिन राति, भजमन राम चरण दिन राति,
भजमन राम चरण दिन राति, भजमन राम चरण दिन राति,
भजमन राम चरण दिन राति, भजमन राम चरण दिन राति,
भजमन राम चरण दिन राति, भजमन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
इट इज सेड देयर आर फोर स्टेजेस ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल ग्रोथ, फोर स्टेजेस। फर्स्ट स्टेज इज पामर। Palmer is a wicked person, looting, plundering, harming, hurting others. Next stage is Bisayi. Bisayi, neither good nor bad, little bit improved. Third state is a seeker or Jigyasu. Jigyasu means Gyatum Ichha Iti Jigyasu. मेरे को जानना है, आई वॉन्ट टू नो ट्रुथ, ही इज कॉल्ड जिज्ञासु। एंड द फोर्थ इज द सिद्ध, फोर्थ इज सिद्ध, रियलाइज हैज गॉट द ट्रुथ। इवन इन दिस वर्ल्ड यू विल फाइंड द जिज्ञासु, द नंबर ऑफ जिज्ञासु इज वेरी फ्यू। ओनली यस्टरडे आई वॉज डिस्कसिंग विद विनय जी, देर आर 3.4 मिलियन सीनियर सिटीजन यार above 65 in Illinois. And how many Jigyasus are there here? Only 17. Only 17, no, 22 have logged in. Even if you would add Ramakrishna Mission or other institution giving you the Vedant, I am sure it will not exceed 100. And the total population of Illinois, compare it. Even getting a jigyasu is a rare thing. What to talk about the siddha? What to talk about the siddha? Very difficult to get siddha. And the characteristics of the siddha is given in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, 18th sloka. This is the standard mind of a jnani. It is standard mind. That is standard for all of us. And in other places, we don't find in detail. In Bhagavad Gita, there are 18 verses. Or in some Upanishad, na bijugupsate inisabhat Upanishad. Na sochati na kanchati. These are all jnani's characteristics. But here in this part of Vivek Churamani, we find the detail at one place. All the characteristics of a jnani, of a siddha. What should we do? We should note down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the characteristics of jnani. And check our mind. Our mind. Don't check others' mind. Check our mind. Have I reached that state? I should put in effort. So far what we have seen in case of a jnani, it is said he is always absorbed in Brahman. Always absorbed in Brahman. And he does not give reality to the world. No reality to the world. Apply to yourself. Where is our mind? Is it absorbed in Brahman always? No. Are we giving reality to the world? Yes. Siddha, he doesn't give reality to the world. Or whatever is offered, he takes it as a nidralubat or balbat. We have discussed all these things. And the jagat is like a dream. Jagat is like a dream. Many times we have seen this jagrat avastha is also dream number one. And sadananda, always in everlasting bliss. Nirvikar. Nirvikar means sukh and dukh of the world. He is some. He is not agitated. Viniskriya, no selfish action. Apply to your own self. See, where are we standing? Viniskriya, without selfish action. How has he reached? Because he has analyzed the identity between Brahman and Atman. He knows the Atman is Brahman only. And he has reached there. And what is the vritti? What is the thought inside always? Chinmatra vritti. Chinmatra vritti. We all have got visaya vritti. And jnani's vritti is chinmatra vritti. There is no duality. Nirvikalpa. And how is susthita? He is abiding in that. Firmly abiding in that. And yasya prapancha vismrit praya. He is not interested in prapancha. He is in prapancha but not interested in that prapancha. And what he does in the vyutthanavastha, when he is not in meditation, when he is awake, when he is transacting with the world, he is transacting with the world without identifying with the BMI. We all identify with BMI and transact in the world. He also perceives the sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha, but he has got no likes and dislikes, no rag dvesh. And he is never swayed by the likes and dislikes. His knowledge is pure and he is not creating vasana. We all are creating vasanas and his mind is free of anxiety. How? He never revels in the enjoyment of the past, never worried about the future, so no tension, no stress. And in the present, indifferent, utaseen. And when he sees the world, which is full of gun and dos. Whole world is full of gun and dos. There are plurality. But he is samadarsi. Why? Because he is seeing Sachida Ananda Asti Bhati Priya, not Nam Rupa. We are seeing Nam Rupa, but we are not able to see Asti Bhati Priya. And when he is confronted with the Isht and Anisht Phal, samadarsi. Samadarsi. And his mind and his mind is how that na antarbahi. There is no distinction of inside and outside. Inside, emotion thoughts are there but not identified with them. Bahi, sense objects are there but not identified with them. Therefore there is no distinction and there is no aham and mam bhav in his own body. He treats his body as a shadow. I just said. Then he is deeply rooted in that knowledge of the self, therefore he is mukta. He has gone beyond the cycle of birth and death, and there is no idam bhava. There is no something like idam, idam, this. He is not seeing the nam roop. He is seeing the substratum. Therefore, no idam and aham bhava. Therefore, nana asti kinchana. For them, him, there is no nana, no plurality, no duality. In nam roop, there is plurality and duality, etc. But in the Brahman, the substratum, the Satchidananda, asti, bhati, priya, is one and same. Everywhere, neha nana asti kinchana. And for Jivan Mukta, no difference between self and Brahman. That he has already analyzed. Further, he knows that Brahma and Sarga are one and same. Sarga, the creation, is superimposition. And superimposition cannot stay without the substratum. And who is giving the existence to the superimposition? It is the substratum. Sarga creation has got no independent existence. Creation borrows existence from substratum. And he is always in some bhav, whether praised or censored by wicked or tortured by wicked. He is always in some bhav. Okay. Now all the characteristics are discussed. Further, Shankaracharya says in verse number 442.
Yatra pratishta vishaya parerita.
Yatra pravishta vishaya parerita.
Nadi pravaha iva varirashau.
Nadi pravaha iva varirashau.
Linanti sanmatra taya na vikriyam.
Linanti sanmatra taya na vikriyam.
Utpadayante shayatir vimuktah.
Utpadayante shayatir vimuktah.
Yatra pratishta vishaya parerita. Nadi yatra pravishta vishaya parerita. Nadi pravaha iva varirasho. Linanti sanmatra taya na vikriyam. Utpadayante shayatir vimuktah.
Esa means this person, yati. This person is sannyasi, a jivan mukta, vimukta. He is liberated. Yatra visaya paririta, yatra in whom the visaya, the sense objects, paririta, channeled or directed by others. He is not interested in the sense objects of the world, but others give him. Paririta, pravishta, the visaya, the sense objects are entering into him. How? Like nadi prabaha varirasa, varirasa in the ocean. Like the nadi, they pour their water in ocean. Same way the sense objects are coming to this Jivan Mukta, realized continuous. Who is giving? He is not going and collecting from outside. It is his devotees or other. They give him. Then what happens? Linanti, they all merge. Where? Sanmatrataya. Because of absorption in the Sat. Sat means the Brahman. Sat is Brahman. Satchidanand Sat. Absorbed in Brahman. Na utpadayanti vikriyam. And they not produce any change, any agitation in his mind. Sense objects are coming, they are entering. But he is not affected by that. So the sannyasi in whom the sense objects channeled by others are received like flowing rivers into the ocean, producing no change because of his absorption, he exists and absolute, is truly liberated. So man of wisdom is compared to ocean here. Ocean is full. Similarly, the mind of Jivan Mukta is also filled with ananda. He is full. He is full. Not getting affected by little things like nadi sometimes pour lot of water. In the rainy season and in the summer season, no water poured in the ocean. But ocean is not disturbed. When the more water is coming, it's okay. No water is coming, it's still okay. Similarly, jnani, whether the objects come or they don't come, doesn't matter. Some objects are brought by devotees to Jivan Mukta. People come and give something. But he will never say, oh, I was waiting for this. Thank you. He will not say that. He will not start jumping, oh, I wanted this and I got it. No. As the river water merge in the ocean, same way sense object also merge in Brahman. He is not affected. Let it come. Sometimes he give away the sense object to others. One person gave a watch to a realized master. Realized master took it, whatever it comes, okay. Next day he gave to another devotee. Now the devotee who gave, now he is watching the watch on the hand of the other person. See? He is watching the watch on the other hand. But you should not be worried about that. After giving, never, never think about what has happened. People give gold ring, diamond ring, chain. They used to give to Gurudev also, Guruji also. Many people give, even to our Mukha Swamiji also. They give. They will take it, they will receive it. And after that, they will give to some other devotee. Or they will auction, okay, you give me money. And what will they do with the money? A government mission. Again goes back to the public. Came from public. Goes back to public. Okay. Gurudev says, a realized man never courts the objects of pleasure. However, when they are thrust upon him by others, they enter and merge into him. They do not add even an iota of happiness, nor do they cause him the least sorrow. He is not happy when he is receiving. He is not sorrowful when he is giving to others. When the objects and experiences reach him, what happens to them? Threats, punishment, persecution, censors, worship, commendation, adoration, and praises, they all merge into his bosom and disappear. They all enter and disappear. How? They cannot create any activity. Why? For his mind never jumps out. His mind is always absorbed in Brahman. Mind is not available for these petty things. Therefore, he is not affected by receiving or by giving anything. Such an individual is totally liberated from the thraldom of matter. Whatever comes within his knowledge only strengthens his identity with Brahman. Same thing we find in Bhagavad Gita also. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam sam samudramapa pravisanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravisanti sarve sa santi mapnoti na kamakami. If a kamakami, if a worldly person gets a sense object, he will be happy or sorrowful. But a realized master, he is not disturbed at all. Why so? Next verse.
Vijnata Brahma Tattvasya Yathapurvam Na Samsritihi Asti Chena Sa Vijnata Brahma Bhavo Bahirmukha Vijnata Brahma Tattvasya Yathapurvam Na Samsritihi Asti Chena Sa Vijnata Brahma Bhavo Bahirmukha.
There is a printing mistake. It is not a Yayapurvam. It is Yathapurvam. Vijnata Brahma Tattvasya, one who has realized that Brahma Tattva. Vijnata Brahma Tattvasya Na Sanskriti Yathapurvam. Yathapurvam. As before, he will not reach out to sense object. Before realization, he will go out for the sense object. But after realization, na sanskriti, not reaching to the sense object, yatha purvam, as before. Then he says, asti cheta bahirmukha, in case he is reaching to the sense object, he becomes bahirmukhi, extrovert, na sabhikyata brahma bhava, then he has not realized at all. Then he is not realized at all. Again and again, test yourself. Don't try to test others. See your mind, whether your mind is going out. Then you have not realized. We have to put in more effort. So for him who has realized the essence of Brahman, there is no reaching out of sense object as before. If there is, he has not realized Brahman. His senses still have an outgoing tendency. Okay. So after dawn of the knowledge, there is sanskriti or sansar as before, which was seen as earlier. For the Jivan Mukt, it is no more. It is no more. It's not that he will not be seeing the sansar again and again, understand. He will be seeing the sansar, but he is seeing asti bhati priya, not the nam roop. A jnani will see nam roop and he is not able to see asti bhati priya. Therefore, for him, for a jnani, there is no sansar. He is not seeing the gun dosh, already we have seen. He is seeing the plurality of the world, but where is his mind? His mind is there with the Brahman. So it is not like before. It means the knowledge has happened. Knowledge has happened. In Bhagavad Gita we find, Tukhesu anudvigna manasukhesu bigatspriha bita ragabhaya krodha sthitadhi muni uchyate. He is not suffering. But the same thing, if it is happening with the jnani, he suffers. Sukh, dukh, everything, bhaya, krodha, everything is happening. If there is no transformation in vision, perception, and you are extrovert, then he is not a jivan mukta. But we, ajnani, sometimes we are antarmukhi, sometimes we are bahirmukhi. Antarmukhi, when sitting in the meditation seat, we are trying to take our mind anta, inside. Or when the eyes are open, normally it goes out, bahirmukhi. And then there is a prabhav of the knowledge, whatever is coming. We have got the jealousy, hatred, likes and dislikes. If these things are there, that means transformation has not happened. Transformation has happened. If these things are happening even to a jigyasu now, then people will ask you, you are going to Chinmaya Mission for 25 years, you are still jealousy, you have got hatred. What is the use of studying Vedanta for 25 years? I also have got the same thing. What is the difference between you and me? You have wasted your time going to Chinmaya Mission till you have got the hatred. You have got jealousy. These things should come down. These things should come down. We should see. In Kathopanishad it comes, Paranchikhani Vritranath Swayambhu Tasmat Parang Parasati Na Antaratmana Kaschid Dhira Pratyagya Atmanam Aichat Abhratta Chakshu Amritatva Ichan. Paranchikhani, this is manufacturing defect. All the five sense organs are all extrovert. All are Paranchikhani, extrovert. But Kaschid Dhira, a dhir, what it is, Abhritta Chakshu, he controls his senses, and Amritatva Ichan, he wants to know that tattva. He wants to know that tattva. So what we have to do, we have to become Abhritta Chakshu. You see, we are collecting lot of information we are collecting, but transformation is not happening. Like the information, we have got the information technology, IT industry. Lot of information is not there. If that information is not transforming me, it is giving me stress and tension, then what this information. How is that information going to help me? Nowadays, you know, something happens in your inside of some health problem, you immediately Google before you consult your doctor. And you get all these things. Oh, I have got this also, this also, this also, this also, this also. All diseases we have got. Everything. And then, now tell me, this information, the Google which is giving me, is it giving you tension, stress, or not? It is giving me. If you go to doctor, he will say, no, you don't have these all fives. You have got to only one this. Now we are worried. The information should transform us. Whatever information we are getting, Shankaracharya, Bhagavan Shankaracharya giving us, they should transform us. Okay, some people say, Jivan Mukta may have some vasanas. Some vasanas, kuch thoda reh gaya hoga. Shankaracharya said, no. No vasanas in the case of Jivan Mukta. That is in verse number 444. Vigyat Brahma Tattvas. If any avenues for the egocentric activity have opened up, then the man has not experienced Brahman. The moment you become extrovert, if you are experiencing sukh and dukh, jealousy and hatred, that means abhi hua nahi. Entering sansar is possible only when the mind is turned outward. Where is Jivan Mukta's mind? What is his vritti? Already we have seen chinmatra. Object of his vritti is chinmatra. Always consciousness is the vritti, is the thought. Therefore, his mind is inward. When the mind is turned outward, reality cannot be experienced. Quite natural. If the mind is inside, then you cannot experience anything outside. When the mind is not inside, if it is outside, that means you are not experiencing inside. Very simple. Mind and intellect turn toward objects, emotions and thoughts only when there are vasanas. When it will go out? When the vasanas are there. One who has realized Brahman has no vasanas. We have already seen vasanas means agyan. And agyan is removed by gyan. He already has got the knowledge. Therefore, no more vasanas. When the mind and intellect are completely turned inward and they discover they are in the greatest of all happiness, then there is no sansar for an individual. But in case the seeker is tempted to run after the ever-changing sense field of experiences, it is clear indication that he has not realized the self fully. Extrovertedness is the sign of ignorance. After realization, you will not run to the world outside for pleasure, for happiness. Don't misunderstand. Even after realization, the master will eat, drink, sleep. Drink means not. Drink water. Don't misunderstand. He will take rest also. Everything will be there. But he is not doing for happiness. He is not seeking happiness from the sense object. He is in the ocean of bliss, Sadananda. Why will he run for that petty sukh? He will not run. He will not go outside.
Next.
Prachina vasana vegad asau samsarati ti chet asau samsarati ti chet na sadekatva vigyanat na sadekatva vigyanat mandi bhavati vasana mandi bhavati vasana prachina vasana vegad aso samsarati ti chet na sadekatva vigyanat mandi bhavati vasana
prachina vasana vegad aso samsarati ti chet prachina vasana vegad because of the momentary of past vasanas. Before realization, vasanas were there, definitely. Each and every person had that vasana. At the time of birth, we all were same, ajnanis. Ajnanis. Asau sansariti iti chet, if this was there, will it be there even after realization? No. Shankaracharya says, no. No. Straight away, no. Thoda rahega, no. Sadekatva vijnanat, when there is a relation of oneness with the Brahman, vasana mandi bhavati. Vasana is weakened. It becomes weakened. Kamjor ho gaya, it becomes weak. If it is asserted that there still there is attachment for sense objects because of the pressure of past vasanas, the reply is no. For the vasana get weakened when there is realization of oneness with the Brahman. If this prachin vasana is still forcing us to go outside and seek happiness from the sense object, then we are not jivan mukta. Straight. If knowledge of oneness with the Brahman has really happened, then the vasana will be weakened, mandi bhavati. But what is our case? In our case, vasana is becoming changi, not mandi. Changi! It is increasing. We like. Changi bhavati. That means realization has not happened. Knowledge has not happened. Knowledge has not happened. Guruji gives an example. Suppose in the childhood, I like toys. And now, my age is 65. I see a toy shop, enter. And I see a rail. And I buy one. Okay, you give me this toy train. And the salesman says, oh, your grandson will be very happy seeing that. Here, 65-year-old buying a toy train. Salesman, he's right. Your grandson will be very happy, sir. Oh, you reminded my grandson. Give me one more. This is for me. This is for me. You give me one more for my grandson. That means I have not grown, still not grown. Okay. In earlier verse number 317, Shankaracharya said, Vasana prakshayo moksha sa jivan mukti isyate. The destruction of vasana is mukti. This is considered as liberation. No vasana, mukti. Okay. Poor. On realization of the vasana, Gurudev says, become weak and not able to manifest and produce any activity. They become like roasted seeds. Roasted seeds look like seed, but they will not sprout even under extremely favorable conditions. Extremely favorable conditions, roasted seeds you put in there, it will never germinate. Now he gives an example, a beautiful example, 445.
Atyanta kamukasyapi vritti kunthati matari tathaiva brahmani gyate purnanande manishinah atyantakamukasyapi vrittih kunthati matari tathaiva brahmani gyate purnanande manishinah
atyantakamukasya api even a downright rake vritti propensity kunthati matari, it is checked in the presence of mother. In the presence of mother, a downright rake is also checked. Tatha eva brahmani gyate, so too indeed, when the Brahman is realized, purnanande manishina, purnanand, that Brahman is purnananda, bliss absolute, manishina, for such realize one. The propensities of downright rake are checked in the presence of mother. So too, there are no more worldly propensities in one who has realized knowledge of Brahman, the bliss absolute. A person is a passionate, extrovert, lusty. His weakness is checked and stopped when mother comes. In front of any elderly person, kamna gets checked. Kamna gets checked. This we see when a child, suppose, is stealing something from somewhere and the mother comes, what happens, what the child does at the time? Immediately checks himself, as if he's not doing anything. Seeing the mother, the vasana, kuntati, it is immediately checked. Gurudev said, one person wanted to commit suicide. Mother came and lovingly said, talk to that person, and he did not commit suicide. He came down. No, I will not commit suicide. He stops suicide. So if something higher comes, then the lower is checked. If something higher comes, the lower is checked. In front of child, mother comes, lower propensity of stealing, stopped. So when the knowledge of Brahman takes place, who is Purnananda, will small vasana exist? Will small vasana exist? No, it will be checked, destroyed. Lower tendency will stop it. When we abide in higher, lower will go away. Therefore, hold on to higher to avoid the temptation of the world. Such person will not come down. Always hold on. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, na, when you are working in the Grihastha Ashram, hold on to the Lord with one hand, with other hand you work in the world. And when you retire, hold on to the Lord with the both hands. So Brahmananda is like mother. In its presence, unethical, immoral desires will not arise. What will you get by stealing something from the world? Are you going to get some any happiness, a little bit of iota happiness? He is in Brahmananda. He is in Brahmananda. What will he get? Okay, so these are all the lakshans of Jivan Mukta. Topic is over. Now we enter into the topic number 71, Prarabdha of a Saint. This is from verse number 446 to 464. Gurudev, about 445, said, if you have once tasted the infinite bliss of Brahman, then in the presence of that experience in you, the vasanas, even though they are there, will never manifest. The vasanas will never fail. 446.
Nididhyasana-shilasya bhaya-pratyaya-ikshate Bhaya pratyaya ikshate, braviti shruti etasya, prarabdham phala darshanat, nididhyasana shilasya, bhaya pratyaya ikshate, braviti shruti etasya, prarabdham phala darshanat.
Nididhyasana silasya, he who is adept at meditation. Vahya pratya, external perception. Ikshate is seen. Even in the case of a jnani who is adept in meditation, vahya pratya, external perception is seen. Braviti Shruti. Shruti means the Ved says. Ved gives an answer to that. What is that answer? Etasya prarabdham phal darsanat. Of this, the prarabdha is at work. Prarabdha is at work. Phal darsanat. How? It is inferred because of the actual fruit is seen. When we see the fruit in Jivan Mukta's life, then we say it is prarabdha. So he who is adept in meditation is yet seen to have external perception. Shruti says, this is Prabdha at work. How do you infer? This can be inferred from the actual result seen. Nididhyasana silasya, one who is reveling in Brahman, realized person, Jivan Muktra. Who is this Jivan Muktra? Yatra yatra manojati tatra tatra samadhaya. Jahan jahan bhi man jata hai, vahan samadhi. Why so? Because he is able to see asti bhati priya. Wherever the mind goes, whether it is inert or a sentient thing, if the mind goes to the chair, he is seeing asti bhati priya, not the naam rup of chair. Or if he is seeing a living person, he is seeing asti bhati priya, not the chair. Therefore, yatra yatra manojati tatra tatra samadhaya. Ja. Jahan man jayega, wahin par samadhi. Because he is seeing Brahman everywhere. Okay. So, Brahmagyani also has external perception of the sense object. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, and rasa, and gandha, they all come to him also. He is seen to be acting in the world. His purpose of life is over. He has attained the supreme. Then why is he still living? His purpose of life is over. That is the goal of life, to reach there. After that, why is he living? Shruti said, it is because of his prarabdha. Prarabdha is keeping him alive. He does all things as per prarabdha. What is prarabdha? Prakarsena arabdha is prarabdha, which has begun to give result. You see, we know all these things. Whatever karma we do today, the result will come after. When it will come, we don't know. It never happens. The result will come first, karma will happen later. No. We have to do karma first, then the result will come. So the cause or the effect, whatever I am experiencing now, joy or sorrow, that is effect. What is the cause? Cause is my karma. When this result will come? It may come after 100 lives also. It may come 100 lives. So how this prarabdha we have to experience? So out of thousands and thousands of sanchit karma which we have done in our millions of lives earlier, some have fructified. Suppose, for example, we have done 1,000 actions, out of which 100 actions have fructified to give result. This result may be sukh or dukh. For experience this sukh and dukh, I have got this body. Whether I become jnani or ajnani doesn't matter. This body was given to me by Lord to experience, oh, in this life you are going to experience so much of sukh and dukh. If I become jnani, still I have to experience. A jnani also experiences it. But there is a difference. There is a difference of attitude that Shankaracharya will explain later. So jnani also have to experience his prarabdha even after the knowledge. After knowledge, one does not leave the body immediately. It is not that the jnani will only get joy after jnana. Aisa nahi hota hai. He will be always dancing. Aisa nahi hai. He will also get the karma fal as per his prarabdha. So this prarabdha will not check him. This prarabdha is not creating any vasanas also. Naha vai sarirasya priya priyor aprahiti asti. In the Chandogya Upanishad, he said, there is no cessation of the pleasant and the painful to him who is with body. So long this body is there, pleasure and pain, sukh, dukh will continue to come. Okay. In Tattvabodh we have seen prarabdha bhogena nashtam bhavati. Prarabdha bhogena nashtam bhavati. We have to experience prarabdha, be it a jnani or a jnani. Never judge a jnani. Are, usko to heart attack aa gaya. Ye kaisa jnani hai? He could not stop it. Don't judge that way. It is because of his karma before he became Jnani. When that karma was done, we don't know. Our sarir means what? Siryamana sarir. It will decay. Something will come. Prarabdha karmanam bhogat eva chayiti. This is said in Tattvabodh. Gurudev says, earlier in 2 verses it was said that to a man of perfection the vasanas created by his past action cannot be powerful promptings because he has awakened from his egocentric misconception. If thus, through meditation and realization, his vasanas have been completely exhausted, an intelligent student would naturally ask a pertinent question. How is it that such an individual is seen to have his experiences in the world? We see that such a Mahayogi still has transactions with the world around him. He eats, he sleeps, he walks, he talks, he enjoys a cool bath in summer and a warm bath in winter. Therefore, if he has no vasanas, why should he continue to exist and gather the experiences in contact with the world outside? To answer, Bhagwan Shankaracharya says, he who constantly practices meditation is certainly observed to have outer perception and experience. This is explained by Shruti being the result of his prarabdha. It can only be prarabdha for we observe the man of perfection to have his quota of joys and sorrows when he comes in contact with the world. So joy and sorrow will continue even after realization. So don't judge a person, other person. First you judge yourself. Judge yourself. Why it is coming? What is the cause? Cause of my sukha and dukkha. What is the cause? Find out. Cause is karma. And karma will always precede the karma fall. Fruit of action will come later. Next.
Sukhadanubhavo yavat. Tavat prarabdhamishyate. Phalodayah kriya purvah. Niskriyo nahi kutrachit. Sukhadanubhavo yavat. Tavat prarabdhamishyate. Phalodayah kriya purvah. Niskriyo nahi kutrachit.
A very important verse. We must learn it very clearly, the principle behind it. Sukhadi anubhav yavat. So as long as there is experience of happiness, etc. Sukha adi. Adi, we'll see. Adi means dukhadi. Man apman, sitosna. It's not always sukha and sukha. Sukha and dukha. Tavat prarabdham isyate. So long it is the work of prarabdha is seen to persist. So after realization, sukh dukh is happening. Why it is happening? It is because of the prarabdha. Prarabdha is still persisting. It has not ended. Phalodaya kriyapurva. Phaludaya, appearance of result. Kriyapurva is seen having a preceding action. Must understand this thing. It has got a preceding action. Niskriya nahi kutrachita. Independent of action, it can never happen. You cannot experience sukta without an action. Niskriya, it will never happen. Never will happen. So as long as there is experience of happiness, etc., the work of prarabdha is seen to persist. Every result is seen to have a preceding action. Every result is seen to have preceding action. There can be no result independent of action. There can be no result independent of action. no result.
So as long as there is experience of sukhadi, adi means sorrow, pair of opposite, man, apman, sitoshna. So long prarabdha is seen, sukduk will be there. It is because of sukduk. And if there is phal uday, experience of the result, that means action must have been done by jnani in the past. He writes in Brahman, his knowledge is firm. This knowledge has destroyed all sanchit karma.
What we have to understand that if we are experiencing sukh and dukh, whether jnani or ajnani, it is because of our karma in past. Don't blame your spouse. Don't blame your employer. Don't blame your children. Don't blame your parent. Don't blame object, emotions and thoughts of the world. We are experiencing sukh-dukh because of our own karma. Since we don't know when we actually perform that action, we think my child, my parents, my employer is giving me dukkha. No! If I am doing some wrong action today, the result will follow. It will come. When? I don't know. We can't say. It can come immediately also, but it can come after 100 lives or 1,000 lives or millions of lives also. We don't know. And also think this thing. If somebody has done something wrong in this life, now, here, and before death he has not experienced, don't say, oh, dekho, he did it and he escaped. He didn't get anything. No, he will experience it.
Even above our local courts, high courts and Supreme Court, there is another court. You cannot escape from that court. Your khata, your account of your karma will continue. It is continuing for millions of lives. Whatever is fructified, we are experiencing in this life. And the cause of this sukh and dukh is my own karma. Understand it very well. Others are only postmen. Others are only postmen. Your spouse is giving you problem, he is a postman, that's all. Because of prarabdha, we have got this family, we have got this situation. It is not at random you are getting that I got such a spouse, such children, or such friend circle. It's all because of prarabdha. Aisa nahi hai, all of a sudden something has happened at random. Nahi. It's a perfect law there. As per prarabdha, we are getting all these situations. Gurudev says, as long as there is a perception of happiness, sorrow, Shruti acknowledges that the prarabdha persists. The logical reason for this is that without a cause and effect is impossible. The karma fall which we are experiencing now as a sukh and dukh must have a cause. What is that cause? Cause is my own karma. We see the master experiencing joy and sorrow, therefore there must have been causes for them in the past. If all the prarabdha ends at the moment of realization, there cannot be any experience of joy and sorrow. Since we see men of realization also experiencing joy and sorrow, there must be previous cause for these experiences. Before realization, he was also a jnani. Since he was born, he was a jnani at the time of birth. He got realization in this birth. By that time already Lord has allotted so much of prarabdha has fructified. You have to joy and suffer. You have to experience joy and suffer for all your previous action. Since we see in the case of realized master also experiencing joy and sorrow, that means the previous karma is still working.
Every result is preceded by an action, and nowhere is a result seen accruing independently of action. Nowhere it will happen. The rule is action, and then the fruit of action will come. If I am experiencing fruit of action now, at the time of birth, I was born with a silver spoon. Other boy, born on the footpath. What is the cause for that? Both are born at same place, same time, same nakshatra. Ask a astrologer if they are born in the same time, same chart should be there. No. It is the karma account which is coming. Naturally, therefore, the conclusion is that when there are experiences of joy and sorrow for the wise man, they must have arisen from his own past action. This is the declaration of the Shruti. Why Jivan Mukta? It is applicable to all of us. If we are experiencing joy and sorrow, it is because of our good or bad karma done in past. Next.
Aham Brahmeti Vigyanat.
Aham Brahmeti Vigyanat.
Kalpakoti Shatarjitam.
Kalpakoti Shatarjitam.
Sanchitam Vilayam Yati.
Sanchitam Vilayam Yati.
Prabodhat Swapna Karmavata.
Prabodhat Swapna Karmavata.
Aham Brahmeti Vigyanat. Kalpakoti Shatarjitam. Sanchitam Vilayam Yati. Prabodhat Swapna Karmavata.
Shankaracharya is giving an example how all the Sanchit karms are destroyed on the realization. Aham Brahma iti vijnanat. Aham Brahma, I am Brahman. Iti thus vijnanat. Not gyan, vijnan. I am Brahman, that you are listening for last 7 years. But vijnan, have you experienced yourself that I am Brahman? Have you got the paroksha anubhuti? So, aham brahmiti vijnanat kalpa koti sat arjitam, earned in 100 crores of cycles of creation. Now see how many times we have taken birth. 100 crores. And in each birth we have done some action. And those actions, sanchit karma, are accumulated, which has not yet fructified. They are accumulated. Just like when you earn money, you deposit everything in bank. Whatever you spend, that is debited to your account. And the balance money is standing in the credit of your account. Savings is continued year after year, year after year. Similarly, after realization, whatever Sanchit Karma account is there, what happened to Sanchitam Vilayam Yati? All accumulated results of action are negated. They get negated. All Sanchit Karma burnt. In Bhagavad Gita also, we were seeing in chapter 4, when the Jnana happens, all Sanchit Karma are destroyed. Bhasma sat kurte yatha. Prabodhat swapna karmavat. Prabodhat, on the waking up, everything, all sanchit karma destroyed. Swapna karmavat, like the actions in the dream. So I am Brahman, with this realization, the actions of a 100 crore cycles come to naught, like the actions in the dream on waking up. All beginningless actions accumulated so far get negated by knowledge. I am Brahman. What is the science behind it? Science behind it, that I am Brahman and Brahman is akarta. Therefore, I am akarta. I am not karta. So long I was thinking that I am karta, I was experienced. Karta becomes bhokta. I have to suffer and enjoy. The moment I come to realize that I am not this jiva, I am Brahman, Brahman is a karta, therefore Brahman was not there karta previously. Brahman was a karta all through, always. So if I come to know that I am a karta today because I am Brahman, that implies that you were Brahman earlier also. But because of ignorance, I was not knowing. So all the karma which we had done previously as a karta, now knowing I am a karta, and those sanchit karma has not fructified yet, I was a karta then also. Therefore, what has happened? The doership is gone. I am no more karta. I am not J.K. Nair, no more jiva. No more jiva. It will not come to me. When the postman comes to deliver the letter, he will say, no. No J.K. Nair here. Cannot be delivered. Cannot be delivered. So Shankaracharya gives an example, prabodhat sapna karmata. Like in dream, somebody sees doing actions and is being born and again, you are dreaming. I have done so many actions, again I have to take birth. And you are taking 1, 2, 3, 4 birth there. When he wakes up, what happens? All actions and its results are negated. When you come out of the dream, all dream world things are all negated. Logic, locus on which the actions were happening has died. Sapna Purush is no more available in the waking state. It is not the waker who is experiencing the dream world. It is the dreamer. It is a different entity. So now that dreamer is no more available in the waking state. Therefore, all the actions done in the dream, good or bad, is not experienced by the waker. It ends. It ends. So jiva is karta bhokta in the jagrit avastha. When jivatva, kartitva and bhoktitva is destroyed by brahma gyan, that jiva has become brahman. Limited jiva is no more available. Jivatva is gone. Therefore, karmaphal cannot be served to brahman. Why it is not, cannot be served to brahman? Brahman is a karta. The moment it comes to brahman, he said, hey, get out. I have never done it. I am a karta. A criminal did many criminal activities. When he is caught and charged, then different punishments are announced by the judge. And for each criminal activity, sometimes you will find such judgment. Jail for 555 years. You have done this thing, criminal, all judgments. For this activity, you are jailed for so many years. All added together, 555 years. But you die after 5 years. What will happen? Who will experience the rest of 555 minus 555? File closed. Because the jiva who committed that action is no more available. So file is closed. Same way, the jivatva here also, and he has become Brahman. So no sanchit karma is sent to him. In Upanishad, in Bhagavat, in Drigdrishya Vivek, we have seen this thing. Vidyate Hridayaganti, Chidyante Sarvasansaya, Chiyante Chasya Karmani, Tasmin Drishte Parabare, Tasmin Drishte Parabare, seeing that truth, realizing that truth, Tasmin Drishte Parabare, Chiyante Sarvani Karmani, they all end. And in Bhagavad Gita also is the same thing we are studying in chapter 4. All actions are destroyed. Gurudev says, the idea is emphasized that there is a total destruction of all vasana that have been hoarded from the past sanchit in the knowledge arising from the deep contemplation upon I am Brahman. By this subjective realization that I am the Supreme Consciousness, all the imprints of the past actions left on our personality get totally eradicated, completely erased. No more can the vasanas accumulated in millions of lives ever grow potent and manifest their influence on the personality of the individual who has realized the truth. Thus, the accumulated vasanas, sanchit, get completely destroyed just as the result of the activities done in dream. On waking up, the results of all activities of the dream state completely cease to act upon the awakened individual. Similarly, for one who has awakened to the higher plane of consciousness in the knowledge, I am Brahman, all vasana that have been gathered by him through the play of ego in the entire past become null and void. Zero. This is the state of prarabdha. There are more verses we'll see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.